Faith on the fringe. Have you ever lived on the fringe? I know I have. It's a little long scripture this morning, so bear with me and my eyes. In Mark's Gospel, chapter 5, we've been looking at Mark's Gospel for a little while. We call it, this is the lectionary. It's laid out where you can, preachers can use the suggested texts, Old Testament, New Testament, wisdom literature, the Psalms, and it gives us an idea how to every week have a continuity and also be able to try to go through the whole Bible within a three-year period. So in chapter 5 of Mark's Gospel, this is when Jesus heals in response to faith. New Living Translation says this: when Jesus went back across to the other side of the lake, a large crowd had gathered around him on the shore. A leader of the synagogue, local church, whose name was Jairus, came and fell down before him, pleading with him to heal his little daughter. "She's about to die," he said in desperation. "Please come and place your hands on her. Heal her so she can live." Jesus went with him, and the crowd thronged behind. And there was a woman in the crowd who had a hemorrhage for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal from many doctors through the years and had spent everything she had to pay them. But she had gotten no better. In fact, she got worse. She had heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched the fringe of his robe. For she thought to herself, "If I can just touch his clothing, I will be healed." Immediately the bleeding stopped, and she could feel that she had been healed. Jesus realized at once that the healing power had gone out from him. So he turned around to the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" His disciples said to him, "All this crowd around, pressing around you, and you ask, 'Who touched me?'" But he kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the frightened woman, trembling at the realization of what had happened to her, came and fell to his feet and told him that she had done. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. You have been healed." While he was still speaking, two messengers arrived from Jairus' home with a message: "Your daughter is dead. There's no use troubling the teacher now." But Jesus ignored their comments and said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid, just trust me." Then Jesus stopped the crowd and wouldn't let anyone go with him except Peter, James, and John. And when they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw the commotion and the weeping and the wailing, and he went inside and spoke to the people. "Why all this weeping and commotion?" he asked. "The child isn't dead, she's only asleep." The crowd laughed at him and told all of them to go outside. Then he took the girl's father, mother, and three disciples into the room where she was lying. Holding her hand, he said, "Get up, little girl." And the girl, who was 12 years old, immediately stood up and walked around. Her parents were absolutely overwhelmed, and Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone what had happened. And he told them to give her something to eat. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.